Welcome to Race to Deliver podcast with Vladimir Savchuk. I am excited to welcome you to this week's episode. I believe God's going to use this podcast to enrich your spiritual walk with Him. Thank you so much, each and every one of you who is sharing this podcast with your friends, posting it on social media, and also leaving the review. Let's dive into this week's episode.
We're going to go straight into it and talk about the process of deliverance. We believe that there is three main steps to when you want to receive deliverance. The first step is pre-deliverance. It's what you need to do when you prepare for it. And we call it identifying your enemy. You need to identify your enemy before anything else. And secondly is the actual deliverance part where you go through the deliverance, you know, when someone prays for you or when you're receiving ministration or deliverance in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the third step is the post-deliverance, and that is what we call resisting the enemy. So it's identifying the enemy. The second part is confronting the enemy, and the third part is resisting the enemy. I'm going to take you through some practical steps. Maybe you are looking for deliverance today. Maybe you are moving in the ministry of deliverance and you want to move forward in how to minister properly to people, how to see the power of God move more mightily. So, absolutely. The first step that we're going to go into is identify the enemy. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the Bible says that I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you. And the same thing, the enemy has plans to destroy our life as Christians. And if we don't realize that there is actually an enemy moving around like a roaring lion, like it says in 1 Peter 5:8, we may not understand the spiritual root causes of things that we are experiencing in our life. Maybe there is a lot of divorce in our family. You know, all the sisters, all the brothers, nobody can stay in a marriage. Maybe you are experiencing a lot of sickness. Maybe you have been involved in occultic practices and so on and so forth. And all these kind of things, if you are not aware of the spiritual root cause of things, you may walk and go about your life not knowing that you actually even need deliverance. So the first step is identifying the enemy. And I used to liken it to, you know, we have all had this pandemic going on now for over a year across the globe. And many people, the most common question that we have really is people that ask, like, do I need deliverance? Do I need deliverance? And I used to liken it to, you know, the COVID situation. Many people, if you would meet a doctor down on the streets and you are telling the doctor, hey, doctor, you know, I have a stuffy nose. I have a tight chest. Do I have COVID? The doctor would obviously say, well, it's hard for me to tell here down at the street, but how about you come to the hospital and we will check, we will test you, we'll diagnose you, and we will know for sure what you're experiencing. The same thing is with deliverance. In this example, the doctor represents a minister of deliverance and the hospital represents the church. You may be having symptoms of demonic oppression, symptoms of demonic possession, but you might not know for sure. Some of these symptoms, I mean, there are so many symptoms, but some of the really common ones are, you know, you're experiencing really bad nightmares, night terrors, and things in your dreams. Maybe you're having sexual dreams, or people are chasing you, animals are chasing you in a dream. You keep falling down. You're experiencing different kind of evil attacks. So you wake up and you feel a presence in the room. It happened to me many times where you wake up and it feels like something is pushing on your chest. You can't even open your mouth. You feel so scared. It's like you're paralyzed from fear. You know, or maybe you wake up and you feel like there's something standing somewhere in the room, and all these kind of things, they may sound scary to talk about. They're very real. And these are symptoms of demonic influence in our lives. It's not something to be taken lightly. We have symptoms of spirit of infirmity, which is a lot of sickness, you know, generational things. Sickness in the family, sickness in your body. You keep having these chronic things, you know. Pastor Vlad have gone through a lot of this, you know, the video, you can watch it on his channel on YouTube, how to spot a demon, 14 signs. So a lot of the different symptoms are really discussed there. But spirit of infirmity, night terrors, if you're experiencing a lot of bad habits in your life, maybe you're having addictions. And addictions is a really big area where we need to identify it ourselves. So the reason why I'm mentioning these things for you is if you are going in the thoughts, so maybe, you know, I'm going to need deliverance in the future. I don't know. Is this for me? Let me tell you, it is for you. No matter who you are or where you are, it is for you. I was sitting exactly in the same position. Excuse me. I was in church. I was a church staff. And I myself thought I didn't need deliverance. I witnessed deliverance. I participated in deliverances. I preached. I did everything. I was part of the church staff. And, you know, we were all part of the church staff. And there was deliverance happening every Sunday and stuff like that. So we were all kind of just helping out, and we were so happy for people. And what happens when you're part of church staff many times is that you kind of leave, you put your own needs aside many times, and you think that, oh, well, maybe one day it'll happen, maybe it won't happen, maybe I don't need deliverance, who knows. One day, one of our staff members who was having a really hard time, that had gone through a lot of really tough times, you know, went for prayer, and suddenly a demon manifested in the church staff. And I was like, what's going on? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They're receiving the deliverance right now. The thing is that deliverance and being set free from demons is nothing that should be stigmatized. It's not a taboo. It's not something that the church should be ashamed of. It's not something that we should be hush-hush about. It's something that is very important for each and every one of us to have a chance to receive without any guilt or condemnation. Guilt and condemnation never comes from God Almighty. It always comes from the enemy. The Bible clearly says in Romans 8, therefore there is no condemnation in us who believe in Jesus Christ. So it's very important, if you are experiencing guilt and condemnation, that in itself is a sign that maybe there's time for me to finally get to the bottom of this. So this staff member received deliverance, and we were like, thank you, Jesus. She must have gone through a really hard time where demons have entered. Next Sunday, another staff member manifested during the prayer. And suddenly, before you know it, all of us received our deliverances, including me. And I was already a staff. You know, I was part of the disciples of the man of God where I was serving at that point. So deliverance is something that is essential. Deliverance is something that every single one of us needs. So, and I had received prayer. Let's say I probably received prayer 15 times. Nothing happened. It's not because of the pastor praying for me. He doesn't have enough anointing. You know, he's not moving in the ministry of deliverance. It's not about that. It was about me. I didn't have the faith and the understanding to identify the problem in my life. I was having sexual dreams in the night. I would have, sexual dreams. I would have sexual intercourse with a woman in the night in my sleep. And I would wake up and I would feel really... my sexual desires would be really, really heightened. And I mean, it affected me, my desires, and it was all skewed. It got affected so much. I walked around and I couldn't concentrate on anything. It was disturbing me a lot. And I was so ashamed, and I couldn't even tell anyone. Like, here I am serving already, you know, and I was having this issue. But the moment that I realized... and how I realized that I needed deliverance was just like you listening to me today. Someone told me that this thing, it may be spiritually rooted. I'm not saying that it's always spiritually rooted, but sometimes, many times, it is. Sometimes you can have a nightmare here and there. It doesn't mean that you're having demonic oppression immediately. But for many of us, you know, we're having these kind of dreams repeatedly, having these kind of things happening over and over and over again. So someone told me, hey, go for deliverance. You probably need deliverance to be set free from these sexual nightmares. So I went for prayer. The 16th time that I received prayer, okay, 16th time, finally something happened. The moment that the man of God prayed for me, I just felt super angry. I felt like, you know, oh, why do I feel so angry with him? And at first, it wasn't like, oh, I hate you because you're the light. No, it wasn't like that. What I felt was like, why is he hitting me so hard? Like, it felt like really fleshly thoughts, you know, really like, why is he hitting me? Oh no, let me concentrate on the prayer. I'm here for something. Can he stop hitting me so hard? And that's how it started. And I got really angry. I couldn't even hold it back. And I was like, oh, stop it. And that's where he noticed, okay, something's happening here, because he wasn't even hitting me hard. Many times when there's something in you, it reflects and it feels as if it's hitting you really hard. So absolutely. And by the way, if you have questions at any point as I'm talking, please, you know, write down your questions in the chat. I love to answer your questions. I will take time at the end and answer as many questions as we possibly can about the deliverance process. So identifying the enemy was really crucial in my deliverance, and it always is. It's like going into battle and you are blindfolded. You don't even know what you're fighting. How can you ever win a battle over someone when you're blindfolded and tied behind your back? So super important to realize that these symptoms that I'm having, let's go and get tested. I am having stuffy nose, chest tightness. Let me go and get tested to see if I'm actually having this issue of corona or whatever. And the same thing works in the spiritual as well. Other symptoms are bad habits, as I mentioned, addictions, falling into repeated sin over and over again. Even though you're trying to overcome it, you keep falling back into the same sin over and over again. If you're experiencing childhood trauma, or if you're involved in occult practices or New Age, you know, those are the typical symptoms. So yeah, if you're enjoying this so far, please drop a fire emoji. Let us know that you're watching, and I appreciate it. You know, I'm just getting warmed up, so you're helping me out here. If you're posting something, you know, post that fire emoji and let other people see the content as well. By you posting, helps the algorithms and so on and so forth. So I was experiencing these symptoms, and sometimes your encounters before your deliverance, this identifying the enemy, sometimes you may be a asymptomatic case, okay? There are cases where you have rats in your house and they die somewhere in the walls. You smell it, but you can't find them, okay? Sometimes that's how it works with demons too. You don't know exactly what the root cause is, but you can smell it. You can sense it. You kind of feel it. Something's wrong here. Why is it smelling like death everywhere in the house? Well, a rat died somewhere. You don't know exactly where. So what do? You go and get help. And that's the most important thing. So a couple of practical steps on the identifying your enemy. Who needs deliverance? Everyone needs deliverance. Deliverance is nothing that you should be ashamed of. It's not something that only the worst people. I thought that I was a pretty good guy. Okay. I'm not into occultic practices. I'm not doing, you know, Ouija boards. I'm not doing any of that. I'm probably okay. I probably don't need any serious deliverance in that regard. Oh, how wrong I was. Deliverance is basically taking a step closer to Jesus Christ. Many times in our life, we are going through experiences where we need to move closer to Jesus. We need to move closer to Jesus. And every time that you move closer to Jesus Christ, you need to drop something behind you. You are taking a step on the journey. The more luggage you have in your backpack, the harder it's going to be to take steps with Jesus, because you have a heavy load. The day that I received my deliverance was the best day of my life, because I knew that Jesus Christ has intervened in my situation, and those nightmares were a thing of the past. That would never, ever have happened if I didn't identify that there was something fishy in my life. Okay. I've mentioned some of the symptoms that can be you know, how you can realize that. There are so many other symptoms. Seek the face of God. Seek God in the Bible. God Almighty wants you to move away from those things that are holding you bondage. And I mean, many people, I think on this channel, we have all understood the fact that demons can also attack Christians. In fact, 95% of the people that I've prayed for deliverance are people who go to church regularly, people who are Christians, people who are going to heaven. It's like asking, you know, can a Christian be sick? Can a Christian struggle with sickness? Of course they can. Will that stop them from going to heaven? Of course not. Okay? This is regarding your time on earth. So you can be sick in your body and still go to heaven. You can be oppressed by demons. You can be attacked by demons. You can be influenced by demons on a daily basis and still be heading to heaven, because that does not affect your salvation. It's regarding your oppression here on earth, like your life here on earth. Some people, there's a saying that some people, the only heaven they will ever experience is here on earth, while others, the only hell they will ever experience is here on earth. And that regards us Christians. The devil knows that he can't affect your salvation. He can't take your soul. You have to give it to him. So he tries to oppress you here on earth. He tries to attack you as much as possible. And that is the sole purpose of demonic influence. Of course he wants to destroy your life because you're going to heaven. Okay? The devil doesn't attack those that already belong to him. That would be insanity. If you are doing warfare, modern warfare, you know, a country is taking over a territory in another country, of course, you wouldn't keep bombing the area that you have already taken. You attack and you bomb the area that doesn't belong to you yet so that they can surrender. And that's what the devil does to the body of Christ. If you believe me, if you're with me in this, say amen. Just drop it right now. We are under attack. That is why demons can attack us. It's nothing weird. And sometimes self-deliverance is enough. Sometimes you can break it by yourself. Sometimes you can get free by yourself. Other times you need help. It's like self-deliverance. It's like the home remedy, you know, our grandma, you know, she has this home remedy. Oh, you're having a stuffy nose. Oh, let me cook this soup for you and this tea. It's going to do wonders for you. It's going to work. Self-deliverance is basically like home remedy. It works. Many, many times it works, but sometimes you need more professional help. And that's when you get to church. You're experiencing symptoms of COVID. Go to the hospital and get tested. You're experiencing symptoms of demonic oppression in your life, demonic influence in your life. Go to church and get tested. The moment that you are prayed for by a minister of God Almighty, it's like you're going through an X-ray machine. We don't know, like, it's the most common thing. People text me online, people meet me outside, and they're like, hey, can you pray for me? I don't know. I think I have a demon. Do I have a demon? And I'm like, hey, you know, I wish I had a perfectly clear prophetic, you know, gift that I can see everything. The moment that I look at you, I know everything, every demon that is affecting you and all that. But that's not the case always. Come to church on Sunday. Let us pray with you. And if something is there, it's gonna be exposed. That's how it works. Go and get tested. So, first step, identifying your enemy. Here are four practical steps to help you identifying your enemy. Number one, realize your symptoms. Take some time, reflect on your life, and realize the symptoms of demonic oppression in your life. Number two, build your faith prior to your deliverance. Watch testimonies. Listen to testimonies of people who receive deliverance just like you. And the best thing is, of course, go to a place where you can receive deliverance, like physically. But the best thing is you can even receive deliverance online. Okay? If you are somewhere where you can't get to, let's say our church, you know, Hungry Generation, we have prayer every last Sunday of the month for deliverance, you know, a prayer line where hundreds of people, you know, come from all over the country, other countries for deliverance, and people receive it every week, every month. If you can't, let's say you're really far away, there is still hope. You can receive it online. This channel is a place that you can receive deliverance online through. So don't be scared. Like, oh, I don't have anyone. I don't know any deliverance minister. There is hope for you. You're in a good place. Keep watching. There will be prayers. Pastor Vlad does prayers all the time for deliverance on this channel. So make sure that you do that. Get in touch with a deliverance ministry where you can receive it. And step three, open up your heart to receive. Remember me. I went to prayer 15 times, you know. I never knew I had a demon. I never needed to, you know, open my mind towards that place, towards that side of prayer. So I was just receiving. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I fell down. Sometimes I cried. Sometimes I laughed. It was amazing. But it was never deliverance, okay? Because I hadn't opened up my heart to receive. I didn't even know that there was something there. And number four, go get tested. You're experiencing symptoms of a sickness, you go and get tested. Go and get tested. Come to a church, a living church, where the Word of God rules and the Spirit of God moves. Receive prayer for deliverance. And if something happens, let it happen. If nothing happens, that means those symptoms are probably sometimes you're like, oh, I have a stuffy nose. Let me check if I have corona. Oh, it wasn't corona. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that's how it is. That's how it is. Go get tested, get prayed for. And the Holy Spirit, who is the master physician, will reveal to you if there is anything there. That is identifying your enemy. We're going to jump into the next step here. Number two, if you're enjoying this so far, please write something, you know, tell me you're enjoying it. If you have questions, let me know right now. Write down the questions and I'm taking note of them and I will get back to you at the end of the episode. Step number two is the actual deliverance part. This is the one where it gets really, really good. I love it a lot. Confronting your enemy. First step was identifying. Second is confronting your enemy. In the book of Malachi chapter 3, it's one of my favorite verses. I'm just going to read it for you here real quick. Malachi chapter 3 verse 2-3, it says, but who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He would purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. I'm going to explain to you what this Bible verse really means. And it's so beautiful. I believe that God Almighty is like a goldsmith. He loves us. He always mines for us. And the moment that you receive salvation, it's like God has dug up a chunk of gold. He's been out digging, looking for gold. And then someone received salvation and he found this gold gem, okay? So he's a miner, but before this gold can be used properly as gold, it needs to be melted and it needs to be molded. So these are the steps of our journey with Jesus Christ. Salvation is being mined up by God, then you need to be melted, and then you need to be molded. It all belongs to deliverance is part of this journey. So I'm going to explain to you really how the refiner's fire works and why Malachi is saying that the Lord is like a refiner's fire. When a goldsmith gets some gold to him, okay, he needs to purify it. He needs to refine it because it's full of gunk. It has like other pieces of sand, you know, specks of dust that have like grown together with the gold in the heart of the mountain. So he heats up the fire, okay? Take note, he heats up the fire. That's how you refine gold, through fire. He heats up the fire really, really hot. He puts the gold on the fire so that the gold melts. Okay, the gold melts. And at that point, of course, if you ask the gold is going to be confused. The gold is going to wonder what's going on. I used to be solid material. Now I'm liquid material and I'm experiencing hardship. I'm experiencing, you know, this and that. And I'm feeling confused. It's painful. I don't know what's happening. And listen to this. This is what he does. He heats it up so that it becomes liquid. And then all the dirt, all the residue, everything that doesn't belong to the actual gold, It goes to the surface. It floats to the surface of the gold. And then he starts wiping it off the surface. He wipes the dirt off the surface. This is called the process of refining, the refiner's fire. This is the meaning. He wipes off the dirt from the gold. And do you know how a goldsmith in the olden days knew that the gold had now been purified, it had now been refined? He bends over and he looks into the liquid surface of the gold and he sees his own clear reflection. That's how he knows that this gold has now been purified. When the reflection of the goldsmith himself is obvious in the gold. If you like that, can you just say amen right now? Say amen right now. When God can see his own reflection in you, he knows that you have been refined. You are gold already before, but the reflection of Jesus may not be obvious. It may not be super clear. After the deliverance and after the refining, it becomes clear. But it's not enough. After that, it still needs to be molded, okay? And then it can be used by God Almighty. So the deliverance is the melting part of the gold where you're going through the fire. I believe personally, Matthew 3:11 talks about John the Baptist says that after me will come someone and he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. I believe back in the days, the Holy Spirit baptism and the baptism of fire, it all came as a package deal. But because the baptism of fire is so I personally believe this, you have your belief, but I believe that of course, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, you know, baptism in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And that's how we know that we're baptized in Holy Spirit. And it says actually that you are baptized in fire as well. And many people are like, yeah, I'm baptized in fire, which means that I'm on fire for God. I really like to see things of God. But I believe that a baptism is more significant than you just having zeal for the house of God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is immersing yourself into the Holy Spirit and your life will never be the same. The baptism of water is immersing yourself into the water and your old is passed away. See, something new has come when you get up out of the water. It's very significant in our Christian journey. And I believe the baptism of fire signifies the deliverance. And why I say that is because in the book of Matthew, in the book of Matthew 3, it says it clearly. It says like this. Matthew 3:11, I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the next verse is what clearly explains this. He says, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This is a separation process. This is not something where you're just, you know, oh, hey, I'm on fire for God now. Thank you, Jesus. It's a separation process. It's something that is separated by fire. And I believe that is the deliverance. That is the goldsmith when he is setting us free from demonic bondages, setting us free from, demonic oppression and so on. And we can come out and be a clear reflection of Jesus and be used the way God Almighty had planned for us to be used. All right. I'm going to share with you really quick my own deliverance experience as well. I received deliverance about 8 years or something ago. I received deliverance from the spirit of lust. And when it was time, you know, when the man of God prayed for me, I felt anger towards him. You know, I got angry and then I felt my hands got really hot, like it was burning in my hands. And, you know, he brought me out and he prayed for me in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost fire, you know, Holy Ghost fire. I believe in I really like the fire. I like to see demons burn. I really enjoy deliverance. Okay. And I'm not the kind of guy. Everyone is, you know, the way God has called you, the way God has created you, it's different. The Bible says that we are all different kind of vessels. You know, some are vessels made of this, some are vessels made of this, but we are all vessels, okay? So if I pray for someone for in a particular way and someone else prays in a different way, it doesn't mean he's more right or I'm more right. It means that we are different vessels, okay? God uses us differently. But as for me personally, I like, you know, I like to pour a lot of fire on those demons, you know, see them burn, you know. I just enjoy it because I like to see people free. And of course, they can be free in, you know, calm prayer too, you know, be free in Jesus' name. And that's all good. That's all good. But as for me, I'm one of those vessels that, you know, does it with some action. So the same way this man of God was praying for me as well, with a lot of fire, pouring a lot of fire. There was no escape. I couldn't, you know, I was stuck. I was there. The demon had started manifesting. And then he said, "Who are you? Speak out." And out of my, like, out of my mouth, it said, "I'm the spirit of lust." So when it happened, it wasn't uncontrollable. I heard the voice here, like, "I'm the spirit of lust." I heard it in my heart. And I decided to let that speak out. Okay, so sometimes during deliverance, that's how it will be. Depending on how deeply the demons are rooted, some of us, we can't control, you know, when the demons speak out. It just happens and you're basically blacked out. And after, you're like, "Oh my God, what happened?" And they're like, "Yeah, you just received freedom." And we're like, "Oh yeah, thank you, Jesus." But me, I remember everything. You know, and we believe that that has to do with how deep the demons are. They're like different stages of demonic oppression and possession, you know, where the deepest one is the possession, where a person is completely controlled by demonic spirits. I wasn't completely controlled by demonic spirits. It's just that I didn't have full control either. Okay. I was sharing control of my life with a demon, and that is how it was operating. So during the deliverance, still the same thing. I had a little bit of control. So if I wanted to, I could have probably held back and like, "No, this is not happening. No, I'm not gonna." And I could have probably like suppressed that manifestation. But I wanted freedom. So therefore, I allowed it to speak out through me. And sometimes it is like that. It's not always that it's going to be totally like, "Wow, I can't control it. I'm, you know, totally." It's different. So don't worry about like the level of your manifestation. Don't worry about, you know, if you even manifest at all. Many people, they experience freedom without even demons really manifesting in their life. The chains are just broken just like that. But that's what happened to me. The demon spoke out. It said it was the spirit of lust, and it had entered through pornography. And the demon said that I entered through pornography. And the thing is, when I have listened to these interrogations with demons, so we don't interview demons, we interrogate them, okay? This is not a casual conversation where like, "Oh, hey, how are you doing, demon?" No, this is someone who has been arrested by the Spirit of God. They are being interrogated before finally judged, okay? That's what's happening. They are not, you know, we are not showing off or anything. We're interrogating them because many times they expose how they enter. And that can be a stronghold in the person's life. So when they expose and when they submit to your questions, it's a sign that they are now submitting to your authority. Because in the beginning, sometimes they don't submit and they try to resist and do all kinds of stuff. So those are the reasons why we interrogate. It's biblical as well. So yeah, that happened. And from all the demons that I've heard being cast out, so many of them say the same thing. Because this person was going to be great, that's why I attacked him. They don't like to see greatness. They don't like to see greatness. If you have a great destiny, if God has a great, great plan for you, just know the devil is going to try to stop it. So if you are being severely attacked, if you are under so much bondage, if you're experiencing so much hardship, just know God has a seriously great plan for you. He has a great purpose for your life, and he has a great destiny for you. So many demons have said it. They say it over and over again, because this person was going to be great, because this person has a great destiny. That's why we wanted to destroy him. So can you see now why you shouldn't be ashamed of needing deliverance? It's literally like God is unlocking that destiny. God is unlocking your future. That purpose in your life is being unlocked. And here we are ashamed to be unlocked by God because we're like, oh no, what are people going to say? I'm a church staff. I'm this, you know, I've preached for people. I'm this. I'm not a bad guy. I'm scared to go for deliverance. Well, don't be scared because it's God's way of unlocking your destiny. That little step that was missing for you to reach your potential, it may be deliverance. So don't be scared. Don't hold back. All right. So that's step number two. I received my freedom that day and it was wonderful. For the first time ever, those dreams stopped. And I'm going to tell you something. Okay. Listen to this. The dreams stopped, but they didn't stop immediately. Okay. Hear me out. The same night that I had received prayer, I was so happy. I went to bed. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm only going to have holy dreams now. Lord, I'm so grateful for my freedom. Boom. That same night, I had an unclean dream. And I woke up and I was like, oh no. But I didn't stay in that condition of hopelessness because I knew that the devil will still attack. After the devil has been exposed and evicted out of your life, of course, he's going to be attacking you. He's going to start making noise, lying to you, trying to attack you and get you to open back up again, even though you are free. So many times he will do those kind of things. Don't be surprised if you get attacked after your deliverance. How many of you used to fast on a regular basis? If you used to fast on a regular basis, can you just drop it in the comments? If you used to fast and pray, you love fasting, you used to fast with, you know, your church, you used to fast with your pastor, you used to fast with Pastor Vlad, you know, when we do the fasting. Isn't it funny that many times when you come out of fasting is when you experience the greatest attacks, is when you experience the greatest hardship right as you come out of fasting, because you have the belief that now everything is going to be smooth. I've broken through. Now it's going to, that's when the attacks come. And it's the same with deliverance. When you're experiencing a major breakthrough in your spiritual life, the devil will immediately try to quench it by lying to you and attacking you. He's shooting at you, but it's with empty bullets. Okay, so expect it after your deliverance. The devil will make noise, but remember, it's like he's a dog without teeth biting because Jesus Christ during the deliverance punched out those teeth out of the dog. Now he's just barking, but he has no teeth. So step two, confronting enemy, practical steps on what you need to do because you have a role to play. Number one, come with faith when you're going for deliverance, you know, fasting and prayer in advance to weaken the grip of the demons in your life is a really good idea. And the faith also that it doesn't matter who prays for you. Okay. Obviously it should be a minister of God. I'm not saying that anyone can pray for you, but it doesn't have to be, you know, the most anointed man of God in the world. It's not about him. It's about you and it's about Jesus Christ. So come with faith. Prepare your heart and so you can be received and don't be so you can receive deliverance. Step number two, don't be ashamed and don't be embarrassed. Step number three, start confronting the enemy in your mind already before your deliverance. The battle starts in the mind. Step number four, during your prayer of deliverance, do not hold back. Don't hold back. Man, just like me, I could have resisted the power. Don't hold back. And number five, receive deliverance by faith. If nothing happens, especially like you can't base your faith on your feelings during prayer. You know, some of the greatest testimonies I've heard are from people who nothing happened to them. The Bible actually says, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Blessed are those who believe without feeling. Blessed are those who believe without hearing. Okay? So don't base your faith on if I'm, you know, manifesting or not. That's not the important thing. The important thing is that when Jesus Christ sets you free, you are free indeed. And I'm going to jump quickly to step three, but I want to say one last thing about step two. when you receive surgical incision, some of us might have removed our appendix, you know, maybe you have removed your appendix and they go in. It's a quick incision. You're out in a couple of hours. Rarely do you need to spend the night in the hospital after removing the appendix. And when you leave, you are put into, you know, you're asleep during the surgery. And when you wake up, you're numb and you're feeling pain. You know that something has been removed. You can feel it clearly, okay? That was a small one. When they do brain surgery, you're awake during the entire surgery. You just have like a blanket here and they've cut your head open and they're doing surgical incision because let's say there's a brain tumor or something. And they're even talking to you. They're like, hey, are you okay down there? Can you see us? Can you hear us? Can you smell? You know, and they're like, you're like, yeah, I'm fine. You don't know that they're literally like operating up here in your brain. You don't feel any pain. In fact, you don't feel anything. And that's how they want it. The moment that you're like, hey, who's burning feathers here? They're like, oops, we have to stop where we are right now. And that's a really major surgery. Sometimes the Holy Spirit moves in and you don't feel nothing. You don't experience anything. You don't notice anything, but he's removing great things. He's breaking big strongholds. He's breaking the grip of demons in your life and you don't even notice anything. While the appendix, a really small thing, you experience it and you feel it and you feel the power, you feel the heat and everything. So don't base your faith on your feelings after the prayer or during the prayer. Deliverance is Jesus Christ going in, removing something from your life. Doesn't matter how much you feel it or not. Okay, that's step number two. Step number three, and this one is going to be a fast one, resisting your enemy. So this is what I was talking about after your deliverance. I received nightmares immediately. The difference was that the nightmares that I experienced after my deliverance, they didn't affect me the way they used before, okay? The power in those dreams, the demonic power those dreams had over me was broken. If you have experienced similar things, write it right now. If you have experienced deliverance, be proud of it. Share your story. Post it right now. If you have experienced deliverance, post it there and share your experience of how you received an attack afterwards. It's normal. It doesn't mean that the demon is relapsing into your life immediately. Don't be scared. The nightmares continued for a little bit, but they didn't have the same power over me after my deliverance. And then eventually, after a couple of weeks, a couple of months, those dreams had completely faded out. Why is it like that sometimes? Well, when you cut the root of a tree, if you focus only on the leaves of the tree, if you focus only on the fruit of the tree will still look alive because the leaves don't fall off the moment that the root is cut off. Come back in a couple of days and you will see that the fruit is dropping down dried. The leaves are withering down and dying. But the moment that the root is cut off, you might not notice that. Remember that when the enemy comes to lie to you, that the evidence of the root being cut off may yet be seen. Sometimes it's instantaneous. You immediately never have a nightmare again. You never have that problem again. Sometimes it can come in different shapes and forms trying to affect you. You know that the devil is the father of lies. Of course he will come and lie. So after you have received your deliverance, the oldest trick in the book that he has is that he will come and whisper to you. He will make you experience something that will seem like it's the same as before, but it's not because it doesn't have power attached to it. It's a dog without teeth, still barking. And some people are like, oh no, the dog is still barking. Well, he has no teeth. There is no power there. He's just making noise. The oldest trick in the book, he will come to you and he will lie and he will say, you're not free. You're still having issues. That is the exact sign that you are free. You know why? Before your deliverance, he never told you that. He didn't need to because he would be right. But he's the father of lies. So after your deliverance, he will come and he will lie to you. Everything he says is lies. So what you do then is you say, thank you, Jesus. Devil, you just confirmed my freedom. Now I know I am free indeed. The Bible says in James 4:7, resist the enemy and he will flee from you. This is one of the ways you resist him, by knowing his tricks. Don't be fooled by his lies. Don't be scared of the toothless dog barking at you when Jesus Christ has punched those teeth out. So the enemy, after exposed and evicted, he starts making noise. Let's say he used to sneak in through your back door while you're asleep. A thief comes through your back door. What he does is he steals, kills, and destroys, and then he sneaks out again. Deliverance is that Jesus Christ closes the back door and realizes he's been evicted now. What the devil will do, he will go out to the front of the house. He will take a brick. He will tie a message to the brick, and he will throw the brick through the window like a real bully, okay? And the brick is coming into your window. You're like, oh, someone is attacking my house. And you open the message on the brick, and it says, I'm still inside. And some people will be so fooled by it, and they're like, oh no, he said he's still inside. Let me just go down and open the door. He's still inside. He said it. And by doing that, you put your faith in the devil's lies instead of having your faith in what God's word says about your situation. God's word says when the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed. If you agree with me, write it right now. If the Son of God sets me free, I am free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's a lot to say about resisting the enemy. John 5:14 says, go and sin no more. Mark 10:52 says, that blind Bartimaeus was healed and he followed Jesus on the way. He wasn't healed just to continue his old life. He changed his life and he followed Jesus. When you receive a miracle from Jesus, when you receive deliverance from Jesus, you have to follow him on a deeper level than ever before. Make sure that you stick to him. Make sure that you fill yourself up. So I have, once again, 5 practical steps on how to resist your enemy. I like the practical steps. I hope that's okay. I hope it will help someone. Maybe you're in the middle of the process right now and you're experiencing some of these things and you're like, oh, what should I do? Practical steps on how to resist your enemy. Number 1, get filled up. Get filled up with the word of God. Fill yourself up with, go to a church and get filled up with the word of God, get filled up with podcasts, spirit-filled content for you. Number 2, get plugged in, get involved in a church. I'm not talking about going to church on Sunday, get involved, serve, be part of the team, join a life group, join a home group, serve and do, get involved, get plugged in. You cannot face the liar alone always. Sometimes you're weak and you start listening to the lies of the enemy. But if there's someone there to just, tap you on the back and say, hey, get up. It's a lie. Get up right now. It's a lie. The devil is lying to you and I'm your witness. You are free. Get up in the name of Jesus. If you don't have that, you need to get plugged in. People that can help you in your faith to resist the enemy. Number 3, get tuned in. Okay, begin to get tuned into the Holy Spirit. Develop your personal relationship with him so that you can hear his voice, so that he can guide your step and you can move forward in your relationship with him. Number 4, get in shape. When I'm talking about getting in spiritual shape, I'm talking about character building. Okay, character building, being a doer of the word, not just filling yourself up, but being a doer of the word. The reason why these things are so important, it's because the book of Matthew 12 says it. When a demon goes out, he goes to a desert place and he comes back to check, to test. When the demon comes back to check and test, don't you think that will affect you? He's attacking your house to see if there's an open door, an open window somewhere. Of course, you're going to feel it. Get in shape. Build your character. Be a doer of the word. Number 5, join the battle. Join the battle. Learn spiritual warfare. Learn how to fight back. Pick up your spiritual sword. Pick up your shield of faith and begin to pray against the enemy. Begin to intercede against him and join the battle. Be an active, dangerous Christian where demons fear when they hear your name, not because of who you are, but because of who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. So those are the practical steps on how to resist the enemy. And I've been talking so much right now. I'm going to be a little bit more quiet here. And we're going to have a little bit of prayer right now. And then we're going to have Q&A afterwards. So I want to take some time right now and pray with you. If you're here right now, distance actually is not a barrier. You can receive deliverance right where you are, right now. If you are watching, you have during this time now began to identify your enemy. You realize something's going on. I want to pray with you right now. I want to take some time and pray with you. I'm going to bring up the comments here so I can see the comments, the prayer requests. We're going to pray in just a minute. I want you to start posting your prayer requests now. Start posting your prayer requests right now. And we're going to start praying right now. So if you are in this step where you think you might need deliverance, okay? You think you need deliverance, join me in this prayer right now. Say this prayer with me. I'm going to pray with you for deliverance. And things are going to happen in your life. Demons are going to be cast out. You're going to be set free. All you need is faith. Doesn't matter who's praying for you. It's between you and Jesus right now. Say this prayer with me right now. If you feel like you are, you know, you have identified the symptoms. You're like, oh yeah, there's something fishy going on. There's that dead mouse somewhere in my house. I can't find it. I don't know what it is, but I need it. I need freedom. I need that thing to be located and destroyed in my life. Say this prayer with me right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I submit to your word. I submit to your spirit. I submit to your will. I pray for forgiveness right now from every sin, conscious and unconscious, from every unforgiveness, every grudge, everything that may hinder my freedom. I renounce and repent from it in Jesus' name. I open up my heart to you, Holy Spirit. Set me free right now in Jesus' name. If you have prayed that with me right now, we're going to pray right now. Get ready. Get ready right now. Things are going to happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Say with me right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. You demon hiding in my life. You demon affecting my career. You demon destroying my marriage. You demon, wherever you are hiding in my life, I command you right now, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Type it in the comments right now. If you are joining me in prayer right now, say, be broken in the name of Jesus. Type it, be broken in the name of Jesus. Every demon of infirmity, every familiar spirit, every ancestral spirit, every demon, it doesn't matter where you came from, we command you right now, out, out, out. Out right now in the name of Jesus. We break every grip in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you are beginning to experience the fire of God right now. You can feel it and it's just an all-consuming fire. I pray Holy Ghost fire over that demon right now in Jesus' name. I pray Holy Ghost fire over that demon right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire over that demon. I command it out right now. Say with me, I command you out of my life. I command you out of my life. Type it in the comments. I command you out of my life in the name of Jesus. I command you out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. If you're watching on Instagram too, if you're watching on YouTube, wherever you're watching right now, join me. I command you out of my life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Right now, I want to take one more time to pray right now. I want to pray against the spirit of this world. I want to pray against the spirit of lust. I want to pray against the spirit of addiction. I want to pray against the spirit of fear. I'm calling you by your name, you demon. There is no hiding place. The Bible says, Hebrews 4:12, the word of God searches you out and finds you. You cannot hide from the word of God, you demon. I command you right now, you spirit of infirmity, you demon of lust, I break your grip right now in the people of God. I break your grip right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it with me. I command you out in the name of Jesus, out of my life, out of my desires, out of my body right now, in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Right now, if you're experiencing something, type it in the comments. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're experiencing, type it right now. Let people see that things are happening right now. In the name of Jesus. One final time, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. And then we're going to pray for the people who are writing prayer requests as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Oh, power of deliverance. Oh, power of deliverance, descend upon your people right now, Lord. Descend upon your people right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of living God, fall on the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Break every demon grip. Break every demon grip. Break every demon grip right now in Jesus' mighty name. I break your grip right now, you demon. You demon of lust, you are losing your grip right now. I see people struggling with lust. Pornography, masturbation is being broken right now in Jesus' mighty name. It's being broken right now in Jesus' mighty name. A marriage that is being destroyed right now. A marriage is being destroyed by evil spirits. It's being restored in Jesus' mighty name. Marital bliss be restored in Jesus' mighty name. We break every chain of darkness. Every chain of darkness be broken right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Power of God right now in Jesus' mighty name. Power of God right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your power right now. Everyone that is hearing voices, listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of God. You demon speaking right now. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' mighty name. Right now, receive your freedom. Right now, receive your freedom. Some people may be vomiting something out. Some people may be coughing something out. You may be here right now. You're just raising your hands. You're not feeling anything. Jesus Christ is breaking generational curses in your life right now. Someone has family with a shrine, demonic shrine, idol worship from the family. Your mother is even still practicing it right now. It's being broken. That power is being broken over your family right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we break off every chain. We break off every chain in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your power right now in Jesus' name. I'm praying for people experiencing seizures right now. Seizures be gone from the people in Jesus' mighty name. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. People who are hissing right now, people who are yawning right now, people who feel like vomiting and burping, out, you demon. Out in Jesus' mighty name. Fire of God upon you right now. Fire upon you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your freedom. Thank you, Lord, for your freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just pray right now for insomnia. We pray for anxiety. Once again, if you haven't written your prayer request yet, type it in the comments right now. Spam the chat with your prayer request. We're going to pray and call out as many as we possibly can. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for anxiety be broken in the name of Jesus. Addictions and infirmities out in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break marital bondage. We break marital problems in the name of Jesus. Business blockage, be broken in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone hearing voices, be broken in the name of Jesus. Intrusive thoughts, out right now in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of fear, be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Anxiety, be broken right now in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of lust, I break your grip. Once and for all, in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone experiencing tightness in your chest, be restored in Jesus' name. every ounce of demonic influence be broken in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now from COVID-19. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. People are saying they're having tingling in their hands. People are saying that they are feeling electricity. They are feeling fire right now, shaking in tremors right now. Final prayer. Thank you, Lord. Begin to receive your freedom right now. As you are experiencing something, say, thank you, Jesus, for my freedom. As you say it, the demon is out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for my freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for my freedom. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you are beginning to set people free. And thank you that you have been setting them free. We pray against insomnia. We pray against nightmares and anxiety. In the name of Jesus. We pray against snakes right now. Spirit of snakes, be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Right now, spirit of python, spirit of snake, be broken in Jesus' mighty name. You have no place in the body of God. You have no place in the body of Christ. Be broken in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord Jesus, everyone having twitching hands, twitching fingers, thank you, Lord, for restoration right now. Final freedom in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, spirit of witchcraft, we haven't mentioned you yet. You cannot hide. You spirit of witchcraft, black magic, white magic, whatever you call yourself, I break you right now in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pain in the hip pain right now, be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Marriage restoration right now in Jesus' name. Healing from blindness right now. If someone's son is having blindness, place your fingers right now on their eyes in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your power right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're experiencing something, if you have experienced something right now, if you have felt something leave your body, if you know that you are free right now, begin to say, thank you, Jesus, for my freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for my freedom. I am healed. Jesus Christ have set me healed. Say it with me. I am healed. Jesus Christ have set me healed. I am delivered. Jesus Christ have set me free. I am blessed. Jesus Christ has blessed me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to rejoice right now and begin to say it like you mean it. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for my freedom. Remember the man at the beautiful gate when John and Paul came to him and they said, look at me. And he looked at them expecting to receive something. Peter lifted him up. And it says, when he had lifted him up, he received his strength. Okay? That means that even during that, while Peter was lifting him up, he didn't feel it. But then he said, take a step. And as he took the step, strength came. As he took the step, the strength came. Sometimes your healing happens the moment that you say, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed. Don't be scared to testify out of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for my freedom. Thank you, Lord, for my healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you have experienced something and demons have been cast out of you, you experience healing right now, I want you to go to hungryjan.com/testimony. Share your testimony with us. It encourages us greatly, and we would use that to spread the gospel, to share your testimony. If you have troubles sharing your testimony, you don't know where to do it right there. God Almighty will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Raised to Deliver podcast. I would like to ask you to drop a review for this podcast and also sign up for weekly updates so you can get in the email a reminder and notes of the upcoming podcasts. As I am streaming now on YouTube and on Facebook every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, I would like to invite you to join me for that as well. If God puts on your heart to be a partner of this ministry, you can do so at pastorvlad.org/forwardgive. Thank you so much. And remember, you were raised to deliver.